as we are seamlessly moving towards the Holy Easter. We have beautiful readings for our reflection, and we just go through some of the highlights of it. From the first reading we heard from the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 16, there we see God said to prophet Samuel to go and anoint the son of Jesse. And he went, and immediately Jesse presented his eldest son. And as soon as prophet Samuel saw him, he was very impressed. He said, "It's a tall, handsome man. So he's the one I'm going to anoint him." Suddenly, he was not even consulting with God. But God said, "Stop. I have rejected him." God see is not the way we see things. And God gave prophet Samuel a wonderful lesson. Do not judge by external appearances. God looks at the heart. I think it's a wonderful reminder for all of us, especially during this time of Lent. We constantly judge. And most of the time we judge based on external things. Appearances, what the car we are using, or maybe the house we are living, and many, many things we have our own, we are masters of judging things. But Jesus encouraged all of us not to judge. Judging is a disease. And there is a big difference between the judging and discerning. We are called to discern constantly, not to judge. When we judge, we are judging ourselves. We are in a very real complicated situation. Because none of us are perfect. None of us are immaculate. None of our parents are immaculate. We are all sinners. We need God's mercy. Remembering the beautiful words of Mother Teresa, if we try to judge others, we won't get time to love. God wants to love everyone we meet. That's the first reading, moving from there to the response reel, Psalm 23. Perhaps one of the familiar, most used Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. There's so much in it. So that Psalm basically leading towards something. Always, all the sacraments, scripture, all our earthly journey, it's leading to something that is eternal life. I lead you to the fountain of living water, streams of living water. And then moving from there, the second reading from the book of St. Paul's words in Ephesians chapter 5, we heard, whatever we expose to light will turn into light. So we will revisit that area more. Then the Gospel of John chapter 9. If we want to understand Gospel of John chapter 9, we also need to know what is Gospel of John chapter 8. In Gospel of John chapter 8, Jesus entered to Jerusalem. Ever since he had to encounter many things, some people were very sympathetic towards him, others hostile. And they want to kill him. But there Jesus revealed his identity as the light of the world. Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not follow darkness, but will have the light of life. I like that word. Light of life. Not Jesus was not saying, you know, the light of the day. Light of life. Whenever life mentioned, especially in the Gospel of John, it's life eternal. And moving from there, we see Gospel of John chapter 9. Whenever we read Gospel of John, we need to remember, it's not just like any other synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But Gospel of John is deeply theological. It explains something. So moving today's Gospel of, we heard Gospel of John chapter 9. In a narrative form, and what, how does it like, you know, what it really means to be that light. And it starts beautifully. We heard the story of a man, blind, born blind. And theologically, what's the meaning of born blind? With the blindness, it connects with our original sin. And whenever we hear, even now you are listening this homily, whenever you are listening, oh, we are just going to hear something about that blind man. You know, we may have our own experience of a blind person in our life. We might have seen. But here the gospel invites us to reflect on our spiritual blindness. We are all blind. Revelation chapter 3 verse 17, there is a beautiful word of God says, sometimes we say, I'm rich, I have made my fortune, I am perfect, I have everything, I'm really intelligent, but the word of God says, never realizing we are wretchedly, pitiably poor, blind, and naked too. That's the situation of our soul. So Jesus wants to revisit, look, our own personal life, our own blindness. We are all blind. We are all blind like that person we heard from the today's gospel. And Jesus came to lead us from that blindness to that real light, or darkness to light. If you look at the whole Bible, we see from the very beginning, Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 5 onwards till the last, Jesus was always leading us from blind darkness to light. Jesus came for that purpose. So the most important thing in our life, we have to be truly open. As we heard from the second reading, we need to be ready to expose the areas of darkness so that Jesus will show his light, and that our darkness will turn to become a light. Perhaps that's the sacrament of confession. We are exposing our area of darkness. Sometimes that dark area has never seen the light. But we need to have the courage to open it, show it. Because confession is a nudity of our soul. Lord, this is what I am. I want to see the light. Like that Bartimaeus story, we know that. Jesus asked, what do you want? Mark 10, 46 to 52. What do you want? I want to see again. So we can also pray. We can also have that humility, first of all. Begins with, I am blind. I am naked. I need to be a better person. I want to see. That's the beginning. One of the talks of Bishop Sheen, I remember, he says, if a blind man says, there is no such thing as light, will that person ever see? No. So, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, friends, Let us acknowledge that fact. We are blind, not like that Pharisees who claimed at the end of the gospel, "You are saying we are blind? You are saying that we are not seeing?" Jesus said, "You are saying you see everything." That's where the sin remains. Not just sin remains just in your blindness, because you are not accepting the fact that you are blind. Perhaps we can accept humbly that we are blind, we are naked. As we are approaching this altar, like that blind man, blind Bartimaeus, we can also shout to the Lord, "Lord, I want to see. I want to come to the light more and more." If we do that, the beautiful words Jesus said will become more and more applicable in our life. "I am the light of the world. Whoever lives in me, whoever follows me, will never follow darkness. And that person will have the light of life."